Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Odell Jones. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyoruk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hara moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hara scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Waits, and towards Verizer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Hera reaches second base with a double. Pruitt scores. Verizer scores. Norris moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Rob Dressler now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norris scores. Hera moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning is walked intentionally. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Robert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hera tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Manning moves to third. Hassey moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Hassey scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Pruitt moves to second. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Dwayne Kuiper. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza strikes out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Horton moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Roberts moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pruitt is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Mendoza hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hera for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0 for 2 in the game. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Rosello reaches second base with a double. Pruitt goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Indians. Ted Cox pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosello moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rosello scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing third base. Toby Hara now playing shortstop. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Mendoza hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn misplays the ball. That's an error on Milburn. Hassey moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Jones reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0-for-3 in the game. Bhakti hits a line drive towards the mound. Waits catches it and throws to second to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosello moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti juggles the ball. That's an error on Bhakti. Rosello scores. Cox moves to second. It's 12-2, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox scores. Norris moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-2, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. David Clyde now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. It's 13-3, Indians. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.